We have our next guests lined up here in studio. We've got Mitchell and Mindy Rivas with Marissa's Mission. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you guys for coming here in studio. And, you know, you could probably tell I was killing some extra time for you guys to get situated here in studio. We're glad to have you guys here. And, you know, you guys have a fundraiser coming up on Sunday. We want to come around to that. But for our listening audience that might not necessarily be familiar with the situation surrounding Marissa's Mission, let's begin with your story and your mission.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'll let Mindy go ahead and tell you about our story, and then I'll go ahead and tell you about the mission, about the foundation.
Okay. Well, Mindy, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you. So about 3 years ago, our little girl Marissa passed away in Cincinnati of a heart defect. And when that happened, we said to ourselves, what can we do to help our families in our area who are going through these hard times? So we went back and just thought about all the struggles that we had. And we said to ourselves, okay, let's make a plan and let's put it into action. So we got our very close friends together and we started our nonprofit, which is Marissa's Mission Foundation. And we just go into area hospitals and we serve food and we provide financial aid. We provide gift cards for gas. The expenses that come with having a medically fragile child is astronomical, and you're never quite prepared for it. It doesn't matter, you know, what your life situation is. You're thrown into a very crazy life, and you're never prepared for it. So we just thought we needed to make it easier for fellow families like ours who, you know, just trying to make it.
All right. Well, Mitchell, the floor is yours. By the way, you know, I need to point this out. You and I have been seeing the same barber. That's a great haircut, my friend. We need to start there. That's a wonderful haircut.
Low maintenance.
Very low maintenance. You know what? You could save some money by seeing the same barber for 20-plus years, right? See? And you've got the perfect-shaped head, man. You can get away with that.
You know, I love it. I actually just came from there.
Very nice. Well, we've heard the story. Now we want to hear the mission.
So the mission was my crazy idea as a grieving dad. I decided I needed to do something. I was offsetting our income at Cincinnati, being 4 hours from home, being out of paid time off. So I decided to use my military GI Bill benefits and start getting my degree at Union Institute in Cincinnati. So throughout my studies, I was my plan, when you know my plan and God's plan seemed to always clash. My plan was to use the degree to get a job in Cincinnati so we could be closer to Marissa's doctors. Ultimately, she passed away in the middle of my master's program, and I was left there. I'm a letter carrier by trade, and I didn't know what I wanted to do being in the middle of the semester. So I took a couple weeks off and decided to take a couple months off, actually, when I decided, hey, you know what, we're going to use this degree. Instead of me try to use it for government business, I'm going to redo a lot of my coursework and use it for nonprofit. So we redid all of our business plans for the foundation through the Master's in Organizational Leadership and Development degree. And by the time that we were all said and done with that degree, and I say we because it was a family affair. It was she had to be sacrificial of what I could do at home and my job, and so many were involved in us achieving that we rose up this nonprofit called Marissa's Mission Foundation. And just like Mindy said, our goal was food, love, and lodging. We wanted to take our journals, look at the wreck that the medically fragile journey had taken us through, and turned that tragedy into triumph, turn it into good. So to date, we've served over 1,625 members in the medically fragile community all around the United States. Some of them even come into our hospitals from around the world. And we go and we meet them at one of the toughest parts of their lives, next to their sick and sometimes dying child. So when we meet them there, we bring food. We always cater. We always bring a hot, delicious meal. Bring a lot of love. We have been there. We understand wholeheartedly what these families are going through. And the lodging part was a program that we started not too long ago, because there was a lot of times where where I couldn't afford to get into a hotel room. The Ronald McDonald houses would be full. So I found myself staying in my daughter's room at the hospital, staying in my car. And that car became my best friend, my refuge, my study room. And one of our biggest projects is the Home Away From Home initiative, where we provide temporary lodging for displaced families. So we've been around since 2015. We actually organized 2 weeks after Rissa passed away, and we hit the ground running. We turned a four-figure operating budget into a five-figure, and by 2020, we're looking at a six-figure operating budget for Marissa's mission.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible, and we need to throw those numbers out there again, and I was going to bring this number up. Women's Journal actually tweeted this out, I believe, 11 days ago, talking about how, you know, to date, you guys have assisted, as you mentioned, 1,625 members in the medically fragile community. That really is incredible. And I know we're going to come back around to the fundraiser, because that's one of the events you guys have throughout the course of the year that really allows you to do that and service and assist so many different families and kids that certainly need the help. And, you know, Mitchell, you and I were corresponding via email a couple of weeks ago, and you had mentioned to me this is one of the events that you guys have going on throughout the course of the year. You guys have a golf outing and a toy drive as well.
Yes. So this has been the at the core of the fundraising for Marissa's mission, and the reason that a banquet stemmed out of all this. Throughout her medically fragile journey, we had kept her in a bubble almost. So we cut back on a lot of the family events, a lot of the going to church, a lot of the extracurriculars we would do so that we could keep her immune system healthy while she was here on Earth. Each year for the twins' birthday, because she is a twin, we would have a big birthday party. 100 to 200 guests would come, and it would almost be a report of the year. A report of how Marissa's doing with her medical journey, a report of praise for how well Melina has adjusted to this crazy lifestyle. And we have two older children too, so it was that it started while Marissa was here on Earth as a time of fellowship and family and friends, and it extended once we started the foundation. We said, hey, let's throw a banquet. Let's show our vision to everyone that followed Marissa. And the first year, 175 strong, it was our closest friends and family, our supporters, and we explained the vision. They helped us raise money. That year, we had a $9,000 operating budget. The next year, we heard everybody was bringing a friend. So we moved it to a larger venue. We partnered up with Ahern Catering and Banquet in Avon Lake, and they could hold up to 500, and I thought we'd never hit 500, so let's go there, let's call that home for a little bit. And last year we had about 250 show up to the second annual Marissa's Mission Spring Banquet. This year we sold out quick with these tickets, and our initial intention was to cut the line at about 325. We talked to them this morning. We have 362 guests that'll be accompanying us on Sunday.
Wow.
So we're super excited, and that's our biggest fundraiser that we host. And along the way, we've had other organizations partner up with us that want to throw golf outings. We do a big event at the Crusher Stadium. We have MMF Family Night Out, which will be August 2nd, I believe, this year, where we pack a whole section out of the medically fragile children we serve that are not in the hospital, their families, our supporters, and we call it more of a friendraiser as opposed to a fundraiser, because we have a lot of friends coming out to mingle and actually see what we're doing.
A friendraiser. I love that, man. Yeah, nicely done. I like the way you put that all together. Very, very nice. Mitchell and Mindy Rivas with Marissa's Mission joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you guys also have a motto. You said you committed to being the blessing you prayed to receive.
Yes.
And I thought that was fascinating, and I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to kind of explain that.
You want to go ahead and talk a little about that, man?
Sure. So when we found ourselves in Cincinnati, we thought that we were going to be able to come home. And the doctor said, she's too sick. You guys are stuck here. So we had nothing, just what we came with. And through a friend from church, she knew somebody in the Cincinnati area. He showed up at the hospital with everything we would need, great food, clothes, toothbrushes, and that really kind of started the pathway of Marissa's Mission Foundation. So we would pray all the time, you know, God, like, how are we going to, we have a family at home, half the family's in Cincinnati, what are we going to do? We have to be able to make it. And people would just keep popping up. Oh, here, there's a donation for you. Here, can I bring you guys food? What do you need? What do you need? And so when it came our turn, that it just, you know, struck out. Like, we have, that has to be our motto. We need to be that blessing that we prayed for, because everybody's praying for the same thing. Everybody needs the same things that we needed.
And that work can certainly be seen, especially by going to your website with all the terrific testimonials that you guys have on there. It really is, it blows you away when you see some of the comments that people make talking about the difference that you guys have made. And, you know, as we're sitting here talking, I've gotten to thinking, geez, oh man, what a very difficult situation to go through. But, you know, how are you guys able to draw the strength to turn what was such a negative at the time into a positive?
We didn't have a choice. We had three other children at home. Marissa has a twin, Melina, and then we had two older children, and they needed mom and dad. No matter what was going on with Marissa, they still needed mom and dad. So it was our responsibility to show them how to grieve the responsible way, how to just, you know, keep pushing, keep life going, and just, it was important for me to show my children how to grieve the correct way. And now our oldest is 16, and she cannot wait to kick daddy off his president seat and take it over. Our children, even our five-year-old, Marissa's twin, she has coined herself the manager of Marissa's Mission, and she always has a little notebook, and she pretends to take notes. And we've really just, it's been good for our older kids to see this is how you deal with it. You don't need to fall apart. You need to come together. And we cry together, we pray together, we mourn together, but we laugh together. And that's really important to our family.
And this coming Sunday, you guys have your fundraiser. I would give all of you out there the details who are listening right now, but it's been sold out, as you guys already mentioned. But that speaks volumes about what you guys are doing, the great work you're doing. And, you know, as you guys have alluded to already, a lot of the great people who are associated with this entire process as well. And, you know, you guys have some pretty cool prizes that are going to be a part of this whole thing, too.
Yeah. The prizes, the donations from the community are always amazing. This year, we added a little flair to it. We partnered up with a charity fundraising auction house to bring some unique items. And it is. It's really a blast, fun for all ages. We bring Keith the Magic Man out. He's known at a lot of our area restaurants from Lorain and Elyria. All the way to Cuyahoga County, he goes into these restaurants and creates balloon guys and does magic tricks. And what an asset he's been to us, coming into the hospitals with us. He'll be performing at the fundraiser as well. And it's a family-friendly event. The dress code always cracks me up, because I have a come-as-you-are mentality. You'll show up in jeans and a polo next to the family who's in a ball gown and a three-piece suit. It's really unique to see the walk of life that all of our supporters come from, different income brackets, social classes, religion, race, ethnicity. But we all unite for the common goal of serving the medically fragile community. So it's really cool.
Absolutely. No, I like that. Come as you are. See?
That's it. Come as you are.
We should all adhere to that. Just come as you are. That was the Nirvana song, right, from back in the early 90s. Come as you are.
That was before my time.
Okay. All right. Slightly before your time. Slightly before.
Kidding.
I've got to ask you guys this, too, because, you know, I mentioned there are a lot of testimonials about the great work that you guys have done. And I hate to have you narrow it down to one specific instance, but if you could think of a couple that really kind of stand out. Since you guys established the foundation, are there a couple examples that really stand out where you walked away from the situation thinking, man, we just made a gigantic difference, and you can instantly feel it as you walk away?
Gosh, I think all of them, every mission that we do, there's always a family that Mindy and I say, we were there for them.
This is why we were there.
But yeah, you know, one of the cool things about the MMF is that all of these kids become family to us. So we're there for the journey. We're not there just to help them one time in the hospital. As long as they welcome us into the journey, we're there from start to finish to run this marathon alongside them. And it breaks my heart that our journey was only 2.5 years. But there's Jacoby that I think of. Jacoby was in our NICU tribe, we call it. All these children were born together with their condition. And Jacoby was given a 5% chance to live. To make it to birth. And if she made it to birth, only a 5% chance to live. She just celebrated, I think, her 6th birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
So we're her cheerleaders here on the sideline. A family that really sticks out to us. We were blessed to be able to partner up with Tim Bratz from Cleveland Turnkey Real Estate in Lakewood last year. He wanted to bless somebody. He didn't care who. He went out to the media and said, "Help me fill my Cavs playoff suite with deserving people." And the nominations came in for Mindy and I. And I said, "You know, we've done our fair share of games. We can get these. Let's send a family who has been isolated, who has been running this marathon, who could actually go and catch a break." And we were hoping to get the entire suite. And I had my list of 20 filled out. And so many nominations came in. Tim decided to break it down into four person groups. So he told us, he contacted us, said, "Hey, I got 4 tickets for you." I went down the list, and there was one family with a family of 4. It was the Samarin family. And little Gabe, we met him in the hospital, and mom and dad, you could see them wearing their emotion on their face. They had just, Gabe was running a course with pediatric cancer in his eye, and his brother was also admitted in the hospital with an eye infection. So we look back on that day. That day was life-changing for both of our families, because what a nightmare. You're in the hospital, you're already fighting one medical journey, and now your healthy child is admitted. It took us back. We said, "You know what, we need to connect with that family. We need to pray with them. We need to love on them. We need to feed them. We need to do whatever they need." And we've stuck by them. And what a miracle story. Gabe did have to undergo a surgery to have one of his eyes removed. But he's cancer-free.
Yeah.
He's cancer-free. He's living life like a healthy, just rambunctious child. And to that's why we do what we do. We were talking about strength. You know, we say our strength is from above, but there's days I don't want to get out of bed. There's days me and Mindy could just give up because of everything we've been through. But I look to the left and to the right, see these children that we serve, and I can see their picture, and I know their entire story. And we're just so fortunate that we are a part of their journey as much as we've been able to connect them with supporters and sponsors that allow us to sow into their journey, whether it's financially, socially, whatever they need. We really do try to make ourselves available.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, before we let you guys go, even though it's sold out for Sunday, we talked earlier about how you guys have other events going on throughout the course of the year. But for our listening audience out there wondering where they can go to get more information about you guys, learn more about your story and what you do, where can they go to get that information?
Most definitely. So we actually made the website a little easier to remember now. MMFkids.org redirects you to marissasmission.org. So MMF, it's for Marissa's Mission Foundation, kids.org. And we have an events tab. It'll be updated on April 1st once we get past this banquet. Mm-hmm. But it'll have, we have an upcoming golf outing on June 1st sponsored by St. Paul Lutheran Church in Valley City. We have our MMF night at the ballpark at the Crushers on August 2nd. September 16th, we have the Brownfield Memorial Golf Outing that benefits us, taking place at Elyria Country Club. And then we end the year off with a huge weekend of servanthood. We do MMF Breakfast with Santa. We partner up with the Berea Police Department, which is where is home to us, where we're headquartered at. And they help us with our toy drive. They escort Santa, the Berea Batman, the Berea Batman and Santa Claus. And we take them down in police cruisers. We hit the hospitals.
Yeah.
We hit the Ronald McDonald House. And we make sure if these children are in the hospitals, we're going to bring the holidays to them.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff. That's awesome. Very, very awesome. Well, thank you guys both for coming in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Best of luck with the fundraiser on Sunday. It's one of those events. It's a lot of fun to put together, but it can be a little bit nerve-wracking as well. So
it is. We're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. We appreciate you guys coming in studio and sharing the story with us.
Thank you so much for having us. I look forward to coming back and seeing you guys.